Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and M with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a training business run by Queensland Premier David Crisafulli reportedly received government funding for more hours of teaching than it actually delivered, according to an independent audit by Ernst & Young. The review found that the department has paid for training, which has delivered in significantly less hours than the scheduled hours claimed. Crisafulli's company, Southern Edge Training Solutions, was found to charge for more hours on at least 19 separate occasions. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese defended his government's decision to back Queensland's quantum computing project with $470 million as the Queensland government reviews the deal. Queensland Treasurer David Janetsky said that the project was dripping with Labor lobbyists and has asked officials to investigate the funding deal. The program is jointly funded between the Queensland and federal governments, as well as US-based quantum computing project PsiQuantum. In national news, Climate Cop Out, a series of grassroots protests, meetings, and conversations is happening between the 14th and 17th in Sydney in response to the failure of governments in their annual COP meetings to adequately respond to the climate crisis. COP29, the UN-facilitated conference of parties, brings over 200 global governments to discuss the ongoing climate crisis. COP29 have noted they would like to prioritize building on the momentum of COP28 and translate discussions into tangible action and implementation when they meet this year. Climate Cop Out is here to remind them that they've had 29 years of discussions to ride the momentum and provide tangible action. Where exactly has that gotten us? Empty promises, meaningless action, and a deteriorating climate.
Earlier this year, Jamie Oliver released Billy the Epic Escape. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Education Corporation condemned the book, which tells the story of a First Nations girl living in foster care for contributing to the erasure, trivialization, and stereotyping of First Nations peoples and experiences. Jamie Oliver has publicly admitted that prior to publication, there was zero consultation with any Indigenous people during writing the book. It has now officially been withdrawn by Penguin Random House UK, and Jamie Oliver has formally apologised. Yuruk Justice Commission has invited Jamie Oliver to engage with the Truth Telling Commission and meet with First Peoples as part of a learning and healing process. The commission is awaiting a response from the publishing company and Jamie Oliver. In international news, flights are being grounded across Indonesia and even Australia due to a volcanic eruption only 500 kilometres away from Bali. The eruption began on Sunday when the Mount Liwutubi Laki Laki volcano began spewing as ash column 9 kilometres high. All flights internationally to and from Denpasar Airport have been cancelled since yesterday, though most of the eruptions from the mountain claimed the lives of 9 and injured 64. For your weather today, Brisbane is currently cloudy with a storm predicted later. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.